Alright, thank you very much, listeners of Radio Miraya. First of all, as you have heard, my name is Engineer Nial Majak Nial, Deputy Mayor for Juba City Council for Infrastructure and Development.
Yes.
Thank you very much for welcoming me today. Just on a brief note, to highlight what had been said by our speaker, Juba City Council, in effort to free the city from these illegal commercial sector workers, came out in support of the national initiative to make sure that prostitution is deterred across the country. As the leading local government institution, we did the crackdown multiple times, not only on Friday, on areas that had been scouted by our security units that to be hovering, that are considered to be hovering prostitution or prostitute for that matter, or some individuals who are facilitating the act of prostitution.
Right.
So just to tell you, the number was extremely high, but most of these people were later on screened by the judicial process in the court. And that is just to dispute the first statement that when you ended with some of these
that
people,
some people have been were forcibly subjected to HIV tests.
Yes, of course. There wasn't force used to test the people. These people were taken through a due process of counseling to know their status. For once you are found to, let me take you to places where prostitution is legal. It is mandatory for people to know their status, and their status be known for them to legally get involved in an act that may risk the health of other people.
Yes, and this is in a situation where it's legal.
Yes.
But you said these people went through counseling before they're actually tested, but
They voluntarily accepted,
but they were not willing to go for this testing.
No. You are putting the words to their mouths. These people were cancelled. They were told that it would be very necessary for some of you to volunteer to come out for testing. 48 of them came out, of which 20% of them later on turned out to be positive.
20%, that's out of the 48
out
that came out willingly, as you say.
Yes, of course.
Willingly. Okay, let's talk about this particular crackdown. I mean, how can you tell someone is indulging in this activity or in this sex business if they just might be there? How exactly is the process of identifying these people?
Of course, we are not cracking down on individuals on the streets. To identify, this is quite an elaborate process that involves mechanism of security units, them going to the places as probably as patrons to know that the places are actually being used for prostitution. And though not getting involved in the act themselves, They allowed themselves to look like customers for commercial sex, and so they get to know the spots by destination, and even probably know people in person. So when we storm the places, these are the places that we have scouted over a long time.
So they go as undercovers. Just tell us how many of these. Particular. What was the total number of these people who have been detained?
Of course, the people who are convicted, let us talk about the people who are now convicted, who most of them were caught red-handed. Some of them were even caught in the act of the commercial sex itself. And the people who were convicted were 52 plus 7, which is about 59 now in the cells.
And I presume that these are women?
Both male and women are prostitute when they are found in the prostitution place.
Yeah, because I'm asking that question because I don't think prostitution would exist if the men who are the customers don't go there. So they basically go there as well and do this business. But more often we find that women are the one victimized, yet they have men who you know, is going there to do this this trade?
First of all, nobody spared when you are found at the place. So what makes the number of women more prevalent than the men is that sometimes these people will be found without customers. So this is like if we are going out to the market to arrest the shopkeepers, you wouldn't say, why do you arrest the shopkeepers without the buyers? There are places that when, let's say, for instance, today, just an example, that anybody buying or anybody selling is to be arrested. So there would be people who would refrain from opening, and they would not be arrested. There would be people who will open, and the people who also refrain from going to buy. So for that matter, we will go to the shop and find the one who is the shop owner. And for that matter, the brothel owner is always 100% to be found in the place. But you wouldn't say, why wasn't this brothel owner or the person who practiced the prostitution in that particular brothel, why is she not with a customer?
Okay.
So it's just a question of availability of a customer or not.
Yes. So I just want to have a picture of how big is the issue of prostitution here in the country, like in Juba, these brothels. How serious is it, and what does the law say about prostitution in South Sudan?
All right. Thank you very much. This is Gori?
Sevid William.
This is very interesting, and this is why I have come with my computer here. Most of the people of South Sudan here are quite ignorant about the law and what the law says about the prostitution. Let me just run you down.
Please, go ahead.
From the South Sudan Penal Court 2008. There are very critical articles here, and I want people to take them clearly. That is a prostitution court. That is 53. Article, South Sudan Penal Code 2008, Article 253, indicates living off or practicing prostitution. Whoever keeps a brothel or demands from a prostitute any payment or reward in consideration of the person, keeping or managing, assisting in the keeping of a brothel in which the prostitute is or has been living for immoral purposes, having solicited other person for immoral purposes on behalf of the prostitute, or having effected the prostitute's entry into a brothel for the purpose of prostitution, or having brought or assisted in bringing the prostitute into Southern Sudan for immoral purposes, or demands from the prostitute any payment or reward in consideration for any presence or past immoral connection with the prostitute, commits the offense of facilitating prostitution, and upon conviction shall be sentenced to imprisonment for a term not exceeding 2 years, with a fine or with both. That thing means anybody who is found living off the prostitution. This does not only come to prostitutes. So the people who actually permit the act of prostitution, or who facilitate, for instance, getting a business that is partly used for other business type and it is also used for prostitution. That is to say, if you have a hotel, for instance, and some rooms are being used for prostitution, therefore this person is susceptible to be charged and convicted, if found, to be charged and convicted with 2 years, with a fine or with both. That is one, prostitution itself. There is an act here talking about procuring. If you procure, it is the same, it is almost in the same sense. If this person is found, you are also subjected to conviction. That especially if you procure a certain type of prostitution, A, that in case where a person conducted, procured is a child, to be imprisoned for a period not exceeding 10 years. For instance, now there are people in South Sudan here who allow their businesses to be used by children. And these children are subjected to prostitution. If these children are under 18 or under 10 years, or when they are teenagers who have not attained an adulthood age, you are subjected to 10 years prison.
All right.
And then if the other person is an adult, you have 2 years.
All right. Mayor, just because we're running out of time right now, the news is coming up, I would like you to send your final remarks when it comes to the issues of prostitution and what the City Council is going to exactly do within these days.
All right. Thank you very much. Because the time is being really limited, I would want to tell the people zero tolerance to prostitution.